Dozens, if not hundreds, of young women musicians in Belgium in their late teens and 20s had a small career change one day. They were part of a classical choir, and then the group morphed into a rock cover band. The group is called Scala and Kolashny Brothers. Pianist Stephen Kolashny and his brother Sten, who is the conductor of the choir, join us in our New York studios. Welcome to our program.
Hi.
Now, the thing that put you on the map recently in the United States was the song Creep in the trailer to the movie Social Network.
I need to do something substantial in order to get the attention of the clubs.
Why?
Because they're exclusive and fun, and they lead to a better life.
Now, we're going to play just a little scrap of the original Radiohead song here.
I want to have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul.
That was a very slow-moving song with rather ugly, kind of almost crude-sounding lyrics. And you transformed that. Let's listen to a little bit of what you did.
Wanna have control. Want a perfect body. Want a perfect soul.
When you cover rock songs, do you work from the lyrics first to get that sort of curious thing of the sweet voices and the stronger words?
No, it's not. The lyrics are the most important thing for me. It's like the mood and the whole song.
This is Stephen, right?
Yeah, it's Stephen, yeah. But we try to find another mood, another feeling, you know, something completely different. Nobody expects it, the female voices singing, I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo.
So you're looking for a song then, do you think, where you can do something that will really contrast with the song you're covering? Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. Because, you know, if we go to the more popular songs like Madonna or Michael Jackson, I don't think that will work for Scala, or I'm quite sure it won't work. But if we go to the Metallica and Muse, Radiohead, maybe even like the more alternative rock songs like Marilyn Manson, that works very well because, first of all, it sounds completely different, and second of all, nobody expects that a girls' choir, you know, is covering songs like that.
Stephen, this was once a classical choir, and you were the one who decided to make the change and to become a rock choir. Why?
I have a feeling that we should at least try to do or find something new. My question was, how is it possible that a choir in these days is not able to sing rock music? And the answer was very easy. There are no scores, and that's it. You need just somebody making the right scores of the right songs for the right choir.
It's like rain.
Concerning the sound of Scala, it's Sten now speaking.
Sten,
We worked really for years on that particular sound. There is, for instance, less vibrato in it. It's a bit technical, but we emphasize on the lyrics and meaning of words, and it almost sounds like one solo voice. You know, it's there are 30 of them on stage, but we really want them to sound like one unique voice.
There are some original songs as well on the new album. One that sort of stood out for us was Seashell. Now, this is one that you all wrote, this is not a cover. This is an original song.
This is an original song written by myself, yes.
Okay. an organ, isn't it?
It's not a real organ playing. It's like an organ sound we used.
Mm-hmm. And a drum kit.
Yeah, and a drum kit.
You know, the sort of jumpy rhythm of that song, Seashell, you know what that reminded me of very powerfully is a hugely popular European group, ABBA.
Oh, that's a compliment, and I really hope that the song will have the same success.
Well,
it's true. I know what you mean. We try to find that kind of poppy thing now that you can easily play on a radio station.
I wondered if there isn't a problem of your music being too sort of gentle and lovely and not hard-hitting enough.
Well, this is Stan speaking. Let me answer. I think that nowadays, and that this may sound a bit negative, but I think there is misery enough in the world, you know? And our job is to entertain people, and when people come to a show and listen to Scala, it's great that they are moved or that they smile and they step out of a venue and are happy, maybe only for a moment, but then we did our job.
Steven and Stan Kalashny are members of a Belgian group called Scala and Kalashny Brothers. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.